Proverbs. The Lord willing, we're going to be finishing up tonight on this study of the wisdom of God. But there's never going to be a time that we're going to open these scriptures to read, to preach, to study, whatever it might be, that we're not going to be looking at the wisdom of God, because this book is full of God's wisdom. Man needs to pay attention to what wisdom really is, because wisdom is not in this whole world with us. Wisdom is from above. Wisdom is of God. Now, I'm going to read some scriptures we've already looked at, but it's like one of them things with mama and daddy again and stuff, you know, where mama and daddy want to drill that thing in you over and over and over again to make sure that you get what they're giving you. So there's nothing that we can't go over again and stuff that's not going to be good for us. Bible says in the book of Proverbs in chapter 1, beginning with verse 7, it said, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." And I'm going to tell you something. We're missing some fear in this old world today. We're missing some fear. I'm afraid sometimes, people, we're missing some fear in our churches too. We need to have a little bit more reverent fear about our Heavenly Father and what He's done for us and what He's able to do and what He's going to do. But the Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." But now listen, it said, "But fools despise wisdom and instruction." Now, ain't that the truth right there? Fools will despise wisdom and instruction. It's like I shared with you one time before. I was working at the plant and stuff, and I was having this conversation with this man, and I was doing most of the talking. And he told me, he said, "I'm trying to help you if you can shut your big mouth long enough to listen." And I told you, I've shared this with you, I had to ask myself that question. Well, can you shut your big mouth long enough, Lee, for Him to do that? It's the same way with the Lord. The Lord tries to help us, but I wonder sometimes if we really want the help or if we're looking for the help. Because the Lord has a desire to help His children. And you can look around now, today, and stuff, and to see we're short on wisdom. We're short on wisdom and leadership because they turned their back on the Lord. They don't need the Lord anymore. That right there is something that breaks my heart, church, to think that we're living in this old world and we don't have time and we don't have need for the Lord anymore. We don't have need for it. God, help us, because we, you know, it's like when we were studying about Solomon and what Solomon said. He said, "Lord, I don't know how to go out or come in." That's just like saying, you know, "I have not got enough sense to come in out of the rain." But people need to realize that that's where we stand. That's where we stand. Every day that we live, that's where we stand. We haven't got enough sense to come in out of the rain and act like we know everything. God, help us. God, help us. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs in chapter 3, it said, "Trust in the Lord," in verse 5, "trust in the Lord with all thine heart." Now, that right there is a big statement, people. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Now, that, I'm going to tell you, I can't talk for you, but I can only talk for me. That's the thing that I have a lot of trouble with right there. Because like I said, I've told this with you, I've shared it with you before, I'm a kind of person, and I got to be in charge. But I'm going to tell you something. The Lord has really been putting on my table for the last year or so. And that is that I am not in charge. I thought when I was taking care of my mama and daddy, see, I could make mama and daddy well again, but mama and daddy had done walked through this whole world. They done gone as far as they could go, and they wasn't the thing that me or the doctor, the only thing, the only person that had any power in the situation with my mama and daddy being old and sick was the Lord. I was the only one that had any power, and I thought the Lord gave me a few lessons when I was taking care of mama and daddy that I didn't have any power to do anything. But evidently, church, I've still got that same problem, because I'm going through some things right now that the Lord's telling me, said, you ain't got no power over this. It's still in my hands. And we don't know, church, what tomorrow's going to bring on us. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring on us. And the Bible tells us to trust. That's going to be an action part on our part, to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And listen, lean not to thine own understanding. Now, what did we read a while ago? The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. And the Bible tells us here not to lean to our own understanding. You know why? Because it's not any good. Our understanding is not any good. It's not within our power. That's the one thing the Lord would have us to know, that power is not in our hands. We are a created creature, and our Heavenly Father has all the power in His hands. He's got all the power in His hands to do whatsoever He will. He's still in control whether this whole world wants to believe that or not, whether this whole world wants to accept it or not. God is still on the throne. God is still in charge. There's nobody pushing God along to get Him to do anything because He's still in charge, church. The Bible says, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path. I'm going to tell you something. Now, that's something for our government and our leadership to look at. In all ways acknowledge Him. I'm talking about the true and living God. I'm not talking about some kind of fake something. I'm talking about true and living God, for us to set our eyes and our affections upon Him and trust in Him with our heart. And in all thy ways, all our ways, acknowledge Him. And the Bible said He shall direct our path. Now, I don't know about you, but I need my path directed. Brother Jerry, I can get off on the wrong road in just a little bit, son. It don't take much. It don't take much. I'd be somewhere where I ain't got no business being. Got no business being. The Bible says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord. There we go again. Fear the Lord. And what? Depart from evil. Now, church, I'm going to tell you something. Now, we've talked about this before. I believe in once saved, always saved. I believe the Lord did just exactly what He said He'll do. If you confess your sins, He's just and He's faithful to forgive those sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But I'm going to tell you what our problem is a lot of times. We want to take that word that God has given us and said that He'd forgive us and play and dabble with sin when we need to stay where we need to be at. We want to run off because God made us a promise. If I save you, I'm going to keep you. But He saved you for a reason. He saved you that He might use you to bring honor and glory to His name. And God help us to set our eyes and our affections on Him and not the things of this whole world, because the things of this whole world are going to pass away. We'll read you some scripture in the book of Galatians. Chapter 6. I believe it's verse 3. Man needs to think about this for every day that he goes by. Said, for the Bible says, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. Now, the Bible didn't say when a man thinks himself to be something when he's a few things, but it says when he is nothing. You've got to know where you stand, people. You've got to put your place in a proper perspective. You're not way up here on a ladder rung above somebody else. The Bible says you're nothing. That puts you down at the very bottom. You better think about where you're at, people. Because that pride causes trouble. Causes grief. Bible said, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. And it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. We're going to get on tithes just a little bit. Bible says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with all the first fruits of all thine increase.
That's your tithing right there, people. Honor the Lord with your substance. Now, we're going to read some scripture a little later on. I hope if the good Lord will, if we get that far along. It's going to show you a little bit about this right here. He said, honor the Lord with all thy substance, with the first fruits of all thine increase. Said, honor him, because he give it to you. Now, we got to have an understanding and stuff, and we've talked about this before. I don't care what you put your hands to, you've got nothing. Everything that you have, the Lord God has blessed you with. It's been by His hand and by His mercy. He's blessed you with what you've got. You hadn't built anything. You hadn't done anything. Well, I got up and went to work, Brother Lee. I'm proud for you. The Bible says for you to go to work. Now, there's a question about that nowadays and stuff. You know, people say, well, can I just live off the government? Can I just be a bum? But that's not what the Bible says for us to do, for us to work and to labor. But I'm going to tell you something about that work and that labor. You're not going to work and you're not going to labor unless the Lord makes a way for you. You hear what I'm telling you? There's a lot of people in the hospitals and in the home that would love to go to work and they're not able. So I'm not talking about people that's not able to work. I'm talking about people that are able to work. And the Bible says that once you've done your job, give back to the Lord. He won't ask for much. 10%, he's behind the government. Ask for 10%, said, just give it to me. And what did the Bible say he was going to do? It said, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Then thy presses shall burst out with new wine. The Lord's going to give back what you give to Him. He's not going to short you. God help us. God help us. He said, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth. Happy is that man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold on her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, and by understanding hath He established the heavens. By His knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. Said, my son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Thou shalt walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. I want to go to the book of Deuteronomy, and I want to read some scripture. When I was reading this the other morning, and I got to thinking, I said, now, what a way for us to live. The Lord's given us a way to live. But let me say this right here before we go any further. Some reason or another and stuff, we want to divide God's Word up in two books, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And that's a fact. It is. It's an Old Testament, and it's a New Testament. But the Bible did not mean for us who are saved by grace, living in the New Testament, according to grace, to forget the Old Testament like it did not apply anymore. Because it's still God's Word. It's still God's Word. Let me read some scripture before I get over here to Deuteronomy in the book of Malachi. I used to tell people and stuff, I'd like to back up what I'm saying. Whether you believe it or not, it's up to you. But the Bible said in the book of Malachi 3:6, He said, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. The Bible says, I am the Lord, and I change not. So He didn't shift gears from Old Testament to the New Testament. And say, well, here I am now, I'm something new. He's still God. He's still God's Word. it still applies to our lives every day that we live. The Bible says in the book of Matthew, chapter 5 and verse 17, this is Jesus speaking. He said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Fulfill. Just what the Bible says was going to happen is going to happen. He said, "I'm coming to fulfill what has been prophesied of." The book of James in chapter 1, verse 6. Verse 16 said, "Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness," that is change, no change, "neither shadow of turning." So the Bible tells us in these scriptures right here that God is not a God to be changed, but He is consistent, never changing. He stands the test of time. He is true. What His Word says is going to be true. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Like I said, I was reading this, and I thought, when I was reading this, I said, what a scripture to live by. Deuteronomy chapter 6, he said, "Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it." Now this is where they're about to cross over Jordan and go into the promised land. And he said, "These are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it." Now listen to what the Bible says. He said, these things are important. He said, these commandments, these statutes, all these things are important for you to cross over this Jordan, go into this land, and for what you're going to be able to do when you get there. The Bible says that thou mightest fear, and what did the Bible say? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. He said that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all His statutes and His commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Now, you know what that sounds to me like? That sounds like a family package right there. It said, thy son and thy son's son. For you people that are bringing your children to church, you're teaching them the commandments and the statutes of the Lord. Not only are you teaching them by getting them in a house where the Word of God is preached, but you're teaching them by your actions. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, your actions speak a lot louder than what you're just talking. See, and here in the scripture and stuff, you know, God is not speaking here just to speak, but He's setting up one of these things like we talked about mom and daddy's correction. He said, I'm going to tell you this one more time because evidently I hadn't got it through that thick skull of yours yet. But that's what God is doing. He's teaching. And He's setting up a family package. The Bible says, and I'm trying to remember just exactly the way that scripture reads, that if you raise up your children or your son in the ways he should go when he's old, he shall not depart from it. So now that is another promise of God. If you raise your children in the right path, when they get old, they won't depart from it. Because see, there's going to be a seed planted in that heart. Because I'm going to tell you something about this old world. This old world can plant seeds, but it can't plant seeds like God plants. God plants a different kind of seed. It's a seed that sticks in your heart. Lord, it goes back to your mind over and over and over again. Say, what was it that the Scripture said? It said that I've got to do this and I've got to do that and I've got to let this other go. That's what the Bible does, because that seed's planted in your heart. And your heart is the center of where you love from. And you got to remember and stuff that you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. He said, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it. Observe to do it. Listen now, that it may be well with thee. I'm going to tell you something. We bring things on ourselves. We do. We bring things on ourselves because we don't want to listen. The Bible says that the fool despises wisdom and instruction. Think about it. We don't want to listen so many times. God's knocking on our heart. God's talking to our old hard head. And we don't want to listen. But the Bible says, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee. Now that's what the Lord's telling us. Said, listen, if you hear what I tell you, and if you do what I tell you, then it's going to be well with you. Now I didn't say that. That's what the Lord said. He says, it's going to be well with you. Do you know what? There's enough trouble in this old world without looking for trouble. Don't you want to follow the Lord and do what the Lord says, that things may be well with you? That the path that you travel and stuff will be well? The Lord has laid out a path for you to go in? And that ye might increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Listen to what the Bible is telling. That's everything about you. To be in love with the Lord with. The same way that you might love a precious child. Because see, here's the thing about it. What the devil likes to play with us with and stuff. See, I can't physically at this present time see my Heavenly Father. And I can't physically at this present time see my Lord and Savior. But I'm going to. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something. You see, the devil wants to play on that. Well, the Lord's not with you right now. Look around and you see it. And see, that plays on this old wicked mind of ours. You know what the Bible says right there? Love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. It didn't say anything about your mind. Because this old mind is a wicked playground. It's a wicked playground that the devil likes to use. God, help us. Help us to know his ways. Help us to know the ways of Satan and flee. Flee from those ways and seek the Lord. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. And listen now, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. That sounds like there's a whole lot of time spent on talking about the Lord and his ways, don't it? Listen to what it says. Thou shalt teach them diligently. That's over and over, over and over to your children. But for you to teach them to your children, you got to know them yourself. And for you to know them, you got to pick this Bible up and you got to read it. You got to read the Word of God. You got to spend a little time in prayer. You got to spend a little time in reading. Where the Bible talks here, there's a lot of time supposed to be spent in that kind of work. Thou shalt diligently teach them unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house. When you sit in your house, you're supposed to talk about the Lord and His ways. When thou walkest by the way, when you lay down and when you rise up, last thing at night, first thing in the morning, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, right there on your hand where you can see it. Right there on your hand where you see it. You've got that right there. You've got that word bound. This is what God's word said. And they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. You know what that's like? That's just like putting a set of blinders on an old mule, and that old mule can't see nothing except what's in front of him and stuff, you know. And that's the way God wants His word to be, is to be right in front of you all the time. Every way you turn that head of yours, you see the word of God, and you remember the word of God, and you live by the word of God. You see, what this scripture is talking about here is not a Sunday morning religion. This scripture right here is talking about it every day. I'm talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Every day that goes by, it's talking about this kind of religion, this kind of salvation. Every day that you live, every day that goes by, let this be done unto you, that you talk and reason and learn and teach of the Lord. Thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gate. So you know what that's telling me? Leave the Ten Commandments where they're at. You hear what I'm saying? He said, write them on your post, write them on your gate. Put them where everybody can see them. It ain't going to hurt them. You know what it is? They don't want to see them. They don't want to read them because they're convicted. They're convicted by what they do. The Bible says, put them out and let the world see them. This whole world is sinful by nature, and it needs a way to tell people that this is sin, this is wrong. Post them on your doors. Post them on the door of your heart. Let me tell you something, you ain't got to be mean with people. You ain't got to be ugly with them. That's not, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I can't go through the scripture and find where the Lord was mean to anybody. Now, I do read in the scripture where he went into the temple and the man had a withered hand and said, the Lord said, is it right to do good on Sunday on the Sabbath or to do evil? The Bible said he looked around on them with anger because of the hardness of their heart. And what did he do? He restored the man's hand. Everything the Lord done, he done in kindness and compassion. You're not going to get people to come to church by being mean to them. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. What I'm saying about us is that we have got to learn God's Word. We've got to know God's Word. We have got to study God's Word. And we have got to live God's Word. Every day. Every day. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give thee greatly and goodly cities which thou buildest not. Now they're going into a land that's done been prepared for them. Now the Bible says you're going to find great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things which thou fieldest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. Sounds like the good Lord's pretty good to his people, don't it? I mean, it sounds to me like there's payment for serving the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you're one of these kind of people and stuff, you know, as I've said this before, said, Lord, I've been serving you. I got my eyes shut, going to the front door, and I'm expecting a Cadillac to be in my driveway. And you're thinking about the wrong Lord. But church, you're sitting here tonight in the house of the Lord. You could be at a hospital somewhere in the bed yourself, or with a loved one. You could be in a funeral home somewhere with someone that you love. that's gone on in your heart be broken and be torn apart because of what's going on. You've got a place to live and a home to go to. You've got food on your table to eat. You got clothes to wear. I'm going to say the good Lord been mighty good to us all, church. I'm going to say He's worthy of all the praise and all the honor and all the glory that's ever been said about anybody or anything in this whole world that we live in. The Bible says you're going to find things that you didn't do already done for you. Already done for you. Listen now. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, said, then beware lest thou forget the Lord. Now, church, that's something that we don't want to do. We don't want to forget the Lord. The old devil likes to put things in our heart and on our mind come Sunday. And so many times we come into church, we're under pressure. We're under aggravation. We're under trouble. Sometimes we get soured because it's our nature to be soured. I'm talking about Lee now. I ain't talking about y'all. But I've got a soured old nature so many times. We should come to God's house rejoicing. I'm talking about being ready to lift Him up at the drop of a hat because we've made it through another week. We've made it through another week and God has blessed us to get back into the house of God again to worship and to praise Him because He's worthy of our praise and our worship. He's made a way for us and we should be ready to praise His name for what He's done for us. And the Bible says here, lest you be eaten in full. You know what that means? That means fat and satisfied. Laid back like a big collie dog on the couch somewhere. And you forget where it's come from. You forget where it's come from. That's the kind of world we live in because people are not thankful for nothing that they get anymore. Always not thankful for what you got, but wanting more. God help us. God help us. Then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Listen, has He delivered anybody in here? Where would you be at if it weren't for the God who delivered you from there? Where would you be? Probably not in the house, the church tonight. Probably not. Be somewhere where you didn't need to be. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve Him and shall swear by His name. Listen now, ye shall not go after other gods of the gods of the people which are round about you. Now you can make a god out of anything. You can make an idol out of anything. What we need to do is set our affections on the Lord and go after Him. We need to go after the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. God, help us to do what we're supposed to do. Help us to trust in the Lord and set our eyes and our affections upon Him. For thy Lord, thy God, is a jealous God among you. Lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. There is a time of judgment, people. He is a God of salvation, but He's also a God of judgment. Now, that's one thing being raised in the Church of God that I was taught. That He is a God of judgment. And sometimes we want to sort of push that off in the corner. God does love you. Yes, He does. He does love you. But don't you think that you're going to just do wrong and get by with it. Just keep on. Keep on, keep on. There's a time of judgment coming, church. I'm telling you, that is the truth. That is the truth. We go through times in this old world and troubles in this old world because Jesus said we would. He said we would. He said you'll have tribulation. You'll have trouble. It's going to be there. It's in the world. It's part of it. It's part of it. Look at Moses. Moses was raised there in Pharaoh's house. He had it made. You talking about a rich boy and stuff, he had it made, but the Bible says he chose to suffer with God's people and stuff and to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. We're going to have to set our eyes and our affections on the Lord and trust in Him when things come upon us. But don't bring things upon yourself because you're just unconcerned. Because God is a God of judgment. You shall not tempt the Lord thy God as you tempted him in Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimony and his statutes which he has commanded thee. So he's telling you the same thing again. That's mom and daddy again right there. Mom and daddy again drilling that in that head. So I got to put it in your head. Got to put it in your head and I got to push it on down to your heart. Like I said before, you hear with your ears, but you listen with your heart. That old saying says it goes in one side and out the other and got a lot of truth to it. If you don't take that in for your good and stuff, when the preacher's up there preaching the word of God and stuff, and the devil wants to occupy your mind, which he loves to do that. He loves to do that because I'm going to tell you something. Preaching is going to be one of two things. I've said it. I'll continue to say it. It's either going to be oh me or amen. That's the only thing it's going to be. If it's amen, wonderful. If it's oh me, we got a wonderful altar up here that's hoping to come and get in and pray. Pray, and that's where the Lord wants us to be anyway. I won't talk about where there's any trouble going on or where there's not any trouble going on. This altar is a wonderful place to be. Because it puts you on your knees before the Lord God. It humbles your heart. And it puts you in a time where you can talk with the Lord. You need the altar in the church, but you need one at home too. You need a place at home where you can go and pray and say, Lord, I want to spend a little time with you. I want to pray for my family, Lord, that you watch over them this day and keep them. Take care of us and help us to do your will. Lord, I want to pray for those that are sick and suffering. I want to talk about them, Lord, just for a little bit. Lord, I may not remember every name, but you know every name. Not at our church only, but at every church where God, where your people has lifted up their loved ones before thee. Said, lift them up, Lord. Touch them and bless them and heal them. I want to pray for the lost of this whole world. And God, help us. Help us to be witnesses and that we'd reach out to the lost in a dying world and tell them about Jesus. Talk to them about the Lord that they might be saved. I want to pray for our nation's leaders, those that are trying to direct our path. God, help us. I want to pray for our preachers and the those that carry the gospel. Lord, that you'd be with them. There's so many things that we pray about, church. It's an everyday thing. It's just like we said a while ago about the statutes and commandments. I want you to do this on a daily basis. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and thus mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord hath spoken. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, listen to what it says now, if you live a Christian life before your children, did you know something that eventually your children will get to asking questions? Questions like, Mom and Daddy, what have I got to do to be saved? They'll ask you questions when they get saved and they come home from school. Said, Mama and Daddy, this happened in school today. Is this right or is this wrong? They're going to ask questions. Said, and when thy son asketh thee in time to come, say, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord your God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders and great and sore upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from this, that he might bring us in to give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord God commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God always, for our good always, that he might preserve us of life as it is this day. I'll give you a little chance to brag on the Lord right there. You see what I'm saying? When them children go to asking you questions, give you a little chance to brag on the Lord. Now, he's already told you to talk to him. When you get up, when you go to bed, when you're going through your day, he's already told you to talk to him. This right here is going to give you a little time and stuff where you spend a little more time talking to him about the Lord. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as is at this day. And it shall be for our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. Lord, I thank you for your time. I appreciate your attention tonight.